Owen, tell me something. Owen, the Chiefs are going to be just fine. Dom, that's true. Welcome, everybody, into another episode of Dom, That's Dom. I'm your host, Owen Domination 7 Dom, and joining me is the bomb, Kaboom, Owen Dom. It's just me today. Truman's a Disney adult, so he's in Florida again. And if you're wondering if he went to Disney for the fourth time in 3 years, yes, he did. But welcome in to another episode, guys. It's episode 264. We're going to be recapping Chiefs-Eagles. We're going to be looking forward to Chiefs-Giants. We're going to talk some Royals, South Team of the Week, 5-Team Parlay. You know the drill. But yeah, first shout-out to our patrons. Shout-out to Skyler, Dylan, Aaron, Ozzy, and Meltbox Kansas City. Still open in the Iron District. Go get yourself a cone, a shake, or just a Melt Monster like the rest of us. Well, let's get right into it, everybody. It wasn't a great week for sports. K-State lost, the Royals lost all but the season finale, and the Chiefs lost. Well, but if you're a Tottenham fan, your week was pretty good. But we don't talk soccer on the show, I guess. We might later. But anyway, just to get it off the rip, Chiefs versus Eagles recap. It was Chiefs 17, Eagles 20. Really disappointing game with the Chiefs poised to take the lead late with around 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill's a pass off of his hands. The Eagles return at 50 yards and end up scoring, and that was basically the game. The Chiefs ended up scoring later, but couldn't convert the onside kick. I mean, really frustrating game overall. We saw the tush push in action. Hate that play. Should have been banned, but all the NFC coaches outside of the Eagles and I think one other team voted to ban it, but nobody in the AFC did. And I'm pretty sure that's almost entirely off of the fact that the AFC doesn't play against the tush push. But on live TV, we saw that the Eagles are false starting all the time. So I'm hopeful that it'll get changed, but that's the tush push isn't why the Chiefs lost the game. The Chiefs lost the game because their offense couldn't click. They couldn't get their run game started. They absolutely did not develop the run. I don't know if they need to make a room at running back. A move at running back or something. But it's ugly out there right now, fellas. Like, let me just pull up some stats here real quick as I go grab something to drink because I forget that I'm just going to be talking for about 45 minutes to an hour straight. Hold on. Give me a second. All right, sorry about that. But, yeah, I mean, you can blame the offense for sure. And, you know, Truman likes to blame the offensive coordinator. But I think this one's honestly on Andy Reid. We know the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs doesn't call plays. You know that. We've known that for forever. So, I mean, but when I'm looking at the score.
Ooh, I feel a little weird right now.
I'm just wondering about white guy. Yeah! Our white guys, dude. Where is Noah Gray? Why did he not touch the ball? Why is Travis Kelce looking like a shell of himself? He's not doing that bad. You know, 100 yards and a touchdown in the first two games. That's okay, but those are just average. You know, that's on pace for around 750 yards. So not what we need out of Trav right now. We need him to be that leader. He's got to catch that ball. Maybe Mahomes threw it a little bit early. But the punt decision earlier in that half with like 6 minutes to go. It's go time, man. You're down two scores. I mean, I guess I don't know. A lot of questionable calls. Harrison Butker missed a field goal. If he makes that field goal, it's a tie game. The Eagles have to go try to score, and that Eagles team could not move the ball. For all of what we said about the Chiefs' defense being subpar and they cost us, you know, versus the Chargers, they did not cost you against the Eagles. They held up their end of the bargain. The offense needed to come to bat, and you can't have them special on teams' mistakes. Nico Remigio looked good. Patrick Mahomes looked great. It's evident that no one's getting open for him right now, and he's taking matters into his own hands. He even trucked a guy on a third down. I mean, just kind of crazy stuff. And let me pull up the actual stats here. So Patrick Mahomes went 16 of 29 with 187, a touchdown, and a, quote, interception. Yeah, we know what happened. Patrick Mahomes was your leading rusher, outrushing the entire Chiefs team. Patrick Mahomes, 66 rushing yards and a touchdown, averaging 9.4 a carry. The other two running backs, Kareem Hunt and Pacheco. Kareem Hunt, 8 carries for 31 yards, 4 yards a run. Okay. Pacheco, 10 runs for 22 yards. That's horrible. 2.2 yards a rush is horrible. That's worse than Damian Williams, who we should get mad at. Bashard Smith got one carry for 2 yards. He also didn't catch a ball. I don't understand why we're not using Bashard Smith like a Jerick McKinnon role. Is it because everyone just doesn't trust the Chiefs O-line to hold up enough? I know that Josh Simmons, excuse me, did not give up a single pressure. But, you know, Creed and Sumatia aren't doing great. Sumatia allowed 3 pressures. You know, it's the interior of the Chiefs line that's not looking great now. But receiving yards, Travis Kelce led receivers, 4 catches for 61 yards. Tyquan Thornton, 2 catches, 59 yards and a touchdown. Hollywood Brown, 5 catches for 30. Nico Remigio, 1 catch for 21. And then 4 guys under 10 yards. But, I mean, the defense is fine. The offense has got to pick it up. I mean, Mahomes, 250 yards of offense. That might be enough some days, but it wasn't enough today. I mean, and the Eagles, I just don't – they're bad. Jalen Hurts is a janitor, 15 of 22 for 101 yards. He's terrible. He cannot throw. His average depth of target was, I believe, 0.5 yards. Almost everything is a screen. I don't know how, if you're not a fan of the Eagles, you enjoy watching the Eagles. This is the most boring offense I've ever seen. It's screen pass, screen pass, screen pass, run, tush push, every time. Run, screen pass, tush push. Like, and this is, I'm calling it now, and you can quote me on this. This is the last season of the tush push. They're going to ban it after this year. Just like Chris Collinsworth ruined Jawan Taylor's career with pointing out the kick step, now that we got 2 live action shots of all of the Eagles guards and tackles lining up in the neutral zone and then false starting, like twice in really close, it's got to be banned. If you can't officiate it properly, if you can't officiate the play effectively, the play can't be allowed. So they're going to ban it. Just like the 1920s, putting the ball up your shirt. It's gone. It's going to be gone after this year for sure. And once that happens, the Eagles are going to miss the playoffs. You can quote me on that too. But, I mean, just overall an ugly game. I still am not, I don't think I'm ready to press the panic button for the Chiefs yet. I'm not. The Chiefs are going to be fine. Patrick Mahomes is playing like a monster right now. Yes, he missed a couple throws, but he also connected on a deep pass for the first time in a while. And that looks like Tyquan Thornton can be that guy, which is insane to say. But he looks like he can be that guy. Do the Chiefs need to trade for a Tyreek Hill? Maybe, if something becomes available, you know? I think, if a running back comes available out of nowhere, they might have to go get it. I don't know if Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are the option right now, and Pacheco just looks like a shell of himself. You know, Alvin Kamara, what's up? Kenneth Walker, you know, if the Seahawks keep being horrible, what's up? Anybody in New York, either team, what's up? Breece Hall, what's up, man? We'll see where we're at in a couple weeks. But the Chiefs season starts in week 7. It does. Once they have Rashee Rice back, everything's going to change. Rashee Rice is, you know, that slant guy, can dust you for 7 yards. That's what we need. That's what this offense is built around. Those quick passes out the flat, slants, flags, whatever, opens up the deep ball to Thornton, which apparently works. But, yeah, fellas, I'm not ready to press the panic button. I think we're going to be okay. I will be slamming the panic button if we manage to lose to the Giants. If we lose to the Giants, it's full panic time. This is the first time since 2014 that horrible season. First time since 2014. Well, it wasn't a horrible season, but it ended with Andrew Luck collecting a fumble. Perfect bounce right back to him. But first time since 2014 that the Chiefs have started 0-2. First time Mahomes has ever started 0-2. Only the second time Andy Reid's ever started 0-2, at least in his tenure with the Chiefs. So, I mean, maybe the Chiefs are the new Bengals, you know? I mean, I hope not, but at least in starting, having a slow start, we're right in there. And, you know, injuries costing you. You know, you missed Hollywood Brown for a series. That was scary. You had Derek Nnadi go out. That's really frustrating. So, I mean, what's Colin Saunders doing? I mean, he was a healthy scratch the other day. Give him a phone call, maybe? I don't know. I do not know. All I know is that I, like I said, not pressing the panic button. Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. The offense is going to gel as they go. Travis Kelce is going to be fine. They're going to find Noah Gray. It's going to be okay, everybody. It's going to be okay. All right. Moving on to Chiefs versus Giants. Mr. Unlimited back to annoy us. So Russell Wilson is back off a crushing loss to Brandon Aubrey himself and the Giants-Cowboys. I'm going to be looking for Malik Nabers and Wandell Robinson to be shut down. And then we're just going to see what Cam Scatterbo can do. This has to be a tune-up game if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. Has to. You cannot have anything less than a win. Honestly, they need like a double-digit win, which, you know, doesn't really happen in the NFL, we've seen. We constantly see that teams just don't lose by more than a score very frequently. I mean, you'll have games like what we saw with the Ravens, but that's few and far between. Few and far between. I need to look something up. Because I don't want to miss anything. Is it on Twitter? Did he really send it to me on Twitter? Yes, he did. Perfect. Okay, I'll pull that up later. But yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be looking for Noah Gray and Travis Kelce, really. Those are my two guys. And is Xavier Worthy back? And does that matter? We don't know. There's no news out of the camp yet. But something's got to change. If the Chiefs can shut down a team like that, hold a quarterback to 100 yards of offense, that's got to be a win. It's got to be a win. And I think, honestly, the Eagles got pretty lucky with the way that bounce happens. You know, if he drops that, the Chiefs kick a field goal, and then they end up winning the game. So, yeah, you know, 14-point swings are pretty brutal. But with Chiefs-Giants, I don't think that the Giants are well coached. I think Russell Wilson is really loose with the ball. But he's definitely going to be the starter. So, and he can still hurt you. I mean, but for a large majority of that Giants-Cowboys game, the Giants were not in it at all. And the Cowboys just let him back in like the fourth quarter. So, I'm looking for the Chiefs to come back and start 1-2 and really right the ship here. Score prediction. Let me get Chiefs. I like 21-14. You know, I don't think this Chiefs offense is very explosive. I'm never going to predict a loss, but this current iteration of the Chiefs offense is not explosive. Something's gotta get figured out. You know, you can't have these fourth down stops deep in your own territory. So we'll see how this game goes along, but I got 21-14 Chiefs. Never going to predict a Chiefs loss. All right. The South team of the week. The Buccaneers have not played yet, so we can't choose them. But let me go with the Colts. I think this is going to be a recurring theme as long as the Colts are, you know, on top of their division. But, you know, exciting win against the Broncos. Crazy, crazy. Some people were trying to say rigged ending. But, yeah, 28-29. I'm going to, yeah, that's not the rarest. But, yeah, so it's got to go to Colts, you know. Julie Irsay, I think it is, right? who's sitting down there on the sidelines with her headset on as she tries to become a better owner of the team. I know a lot of people have hated on that, saying, oh, what does she know? Honestly, I think that's just thinly closeted sexism, honestly. I don't want to get political, but I'd want, you know, I like how involved with the team Clark Hunt is. If he's at every game, I think that's great. But it could be better if eventually he passes his team to Gracie Hunt, who also is at literally every single game. And she said, yeah, I want to get – she already, by the way, if you didn't know this, Gracie Hunt is already involved with cheerleader interviews for the Chiefs cheer team. So if she wanted to get, you know, more closely involved with the actual football side of things and put on a headset and listen to what they're saying, you know, as long as she's not interrupting things, you know, you are an owner. It's not your job to coach. It's your job to choose coaches. But as long as Julie Irsay is not, like, trying to make play calls or anything, I think it's cool. So, yeah, shout out the Colts and shout out the Irsay family. Okay. Closest scorigami of the week. We've got a couple. There were two really close ones that Truman sent me to look at. No scorigamis this week yet. You know, obviously it's Monday night. The two Monday night games could have technically a scorigami. But I haven't seen anything yet. But for our two very close agamis, we've got Washington 18, Green Bay 27. That has only happened one other time, September 10th, 2000. So extremely rare agami. And then another very rare agami, also from 2000, strangely enough, is 37-40 when Dallas beat the Giants on that really long field goal. That was only the second time 37-40 has happened. Also from October 23rd, 2000. Kind of weird. Oh, and I just remembered this about the Chiefs, but Omar Norman Lott did absolutely clothesline Jalen Hurts, and that was awesome. That was pretty cool to see. All right. Well, that's closest scorigami. It's on here somewhere. No, it's not, because there weren't any scorigamis. But this one here that we pointed out last week, I didn't get an updated picture of the scorigami, but, I mean, if you can find out, and if you're like, hey, the green square is not there, yeah, comment that under the YouTube video. Dom, that's not true pick of the week. Eagles 20, Chiefs 17. The Eagles don't have any major injuries. That's their team. That team sucks. I cannot believe that both of those teams had a 62-point Super Bowl. I don't think that Eagles team is very good. I think they're going to lose a lot of games this year. It's actually insane that the Chiefs lost that game. I think once the Chiefs season starts in week 7, once Rashee Rice is back, I think it's going to be a completely reinvigorated team. You know, I might be coping. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not ready to let, you know, this very good iteration of the Chiefs go. But that game was bizarre. The Chiefs made so many errors and just handed it to the Eagles, who did nothing on offense. If that team did not have Saquon Barkley, they'd win 7 games. If the tush push gets banned, 5. You can't throw the ball. You can't do it. 100 yards of passing offense. That's pathetic. Those are Tyler Shuck numbers, man. But yeah, my Dom, that's not true pick of the week is Chiefs over Eagles. I don't think they're better. I don't. Season picks. We will revisit this next week. Truman's computer is really not that organized. I have no idea where the file is, to be honest. I totally forgot about this segment, to be fair. But yeah, we'll revisit this next week. Oh, the Royals. Yeah, so last week, as you guys all remember, they were 3 games back with 18 games to go. Recently, they have just been losing. They have been losing, and the real season for the Royals, it starts tomorrow with the first game against the Mariners. So on last Monday, they were playing the Guardians. They lost 2-10. Then on Tuesday, they lost 2-0. Then they won the third game 4-3, but then they lost to the Guardians again 2-3 on Thursday. I mean, you can't have that happen. Then the Phillies come to town after Nick Castellanos did not hit a home run on a 9-11 and did not cash my bet. So I bet you he hit a home run in the game after. Oh, he didn't play. Thank goodness. That would have pissed me off. But yeah, so the Royals lost to the Phillies, I think all three times. Nope, they won. Actually, the Royals won. No, that was earlier in the season. Whoops. Yeah, the Royals lost 2 out of 3 to the Phillies, which puts them where they're at right now. But, you know, I think I'm done, you know, caring about the Royals. I think they're done. They're cooked. It's over. I think it's just over for this team, which is really sad because they had a very promising start. June killed them, and that momentum has just taken it out of the team. Just totally taken from them. It's technically not over yet, okay? It's technically not over yet. So let me look up the AL wildcard. Maybe I can do it on the Chrome here so you guys can all see it. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Where's my button? Oh, that's true. PowerPoint. Nope, not PowerPoint. Chrome. And can I pull it over? Okay. I don't know why it's not pulling over. Here, that'll work. Nope. Where's the Chrome? Dude, I can't. Why can't? Okay, whatever. So, wait. Oh, is it behind this? Wow, this is great showmanship I've got right here. Sorry, audio listeners. I mean, audio viewers. Google Chrome is here. Okay, it's hidden for some reason. Unhide that. Google Chrome. PowerPoint. No capture. Turn that off. Chrome. Right click. Properties. This is awesome audio content. Hope you can fast forward. There we go. It was just on Shake Shack for some reason. And now the extremely long freaking window. I have to do this by hand on this trackpad. Wow, this is so hard to do. Oh, it doesn't matter. You guys can already see it. There's the okay. It stretches out the length of the TV, so the window is really bright. Anyway, okay, so if you can see this, you can see that the Royals are 6 games back in the AL standings. It looks like, let me see, expanded. Not expanded. The Mariners are up there in first place. So if the Royals, these games are all worth double, essentially. Because the Astros, who's in the Mariners division? The Astros, yeah. The Astros are 1 game back of the Mariners. So basically, all of these games are worth double. So if they win, if they sweep this, they could move up into that spot. Just like that. Depending on what the Rangers and Guardians also do, obviously. But this is the season. If they can sweep the Mariners, they will put themselves in a spot to be only a couple games back. Truman's in chat saying, Giants 62, Chiefs 0. He says, these scenes are not set up for freestyling. Yeah, I got it, buddy. But yeah, you know, the Royals will be right back in contention if they sweep the Mariners. But that is it. That is their only chance. So the Royals' remaining games are against the Mariners. You got 3 against the Mariners, which is basically the season. Three against the Blue Jays, three against the Angels, three against the A's. Last games with the A's. So the A's are right there. Yeah, these are all decent teams-ish. So actually, no, they're terrible. The Angels are terrible, and the Athletics are 11 games back, so they're basically out. Can you beat the Mariners? This is the season. You can't lose. You can lose one, but you cannot lose two. But then you have to sweep the Angels and the Athletics at least. The Blue Jays you probably need to beat as well. And the Blue Jays, I believe, are on top of their division. Yes, they are. The Blue Jays aren't great this year. They're essentially, they've almost clinched in the AL East. And they're trying to beat out the Yankees and Red Sox, who are the top of their division. You got to win these. You got to take, you know, two of three from basically everybody if you want a chance, and you got to sweep somebody. It's possible. Six games back, 12 to go, is, you know, that's a long road. Probably 2% chance, but there is a chance. There is a chance, fellas. So we will see. And now I get to freestyle and go find the Google Chrome to close it out from this view because I put it up for some reason. There we go. But yeah, six games back, 12 to go. It's possible. You got to look to your stars. Got to look to Bobby. Got to look to Vinny. Got to look to Salvi. And then you need somebody else to help you. Kyle Isbell. You know, Michael Garcia is already doing all he can. Kyle Isbell, is it going to be you? Is it going to be, you know, Mike Yastrzemski? Randall Grichuk? You know? We'll see. And now I click back on the screen so I can change it over to... Oh, no. I got to click on the PowerPoint. Wow. Never done this before. Okay, my five-team parlay of the week. It sucked. I bet on the freaking Jacksonville Jaguars, who couldn't beat a team with an injured Joe Burrow. They choked the last second. At the last second. Incredible. Just pathetic, pathetic performance out of the Jags. My MGM account continues to dwindle. Yeah. But it was hit the first two legs, Packers, Patriots. Jags lost it. And then the Buccaneers are up 14-10 on the Texans right now. And the Chargers play the Raiders at 9 tonight. So I would assume this one's going to finish 4-1. I did place a couple other parlays this weekend, one of which included the Jags and one of us did not. But yeah, so that parlay is probably going to go 4-1. We don't know yet. Two bets on Monday teams. But I do have a parlay right now that is Chargers, Bucks, Pats. So hopefully that cashes. That would be pretty sick. But put that one on Bet365. I encourage everyone to get on Bet365 and utilize the free money. Free money, fellas. But yeah, Owen's five-team parlay of the week. 4-1 probably. That's my guess. Probably 3-2. Okay, and that brings us to top five, and this is our top five things to see a big man do. This is in honor of Josh Simmons having a takedown tackle. I assume Truman wanted to keep this in the NFL, so that is what I made my list for. But, yeah, Josh Simmons had a chase down tackle. Okay, so at number five, that's where we're going to put the chase down tackle. You love to see a big man moving. He was moving 18 miles an hour, which I believe is the fastest a O lineman has moved since 2000, I think the stats were saying. I might not be correct on that, but I do know that he was running 18 miles an hour, which is really, really fast for someone that big. But yeah, you know, we thought save the Chiefs at the time. Didn't exactly save us. But yeah. Number four, intercept a ball. I love it when you see a D lineman, you know, bat a ball and then find it in the air and grab it. You love to see that. Shades of Colin Saunders picking off that pass against the Chiefs and having a nice run back. with Chiefs Saints last year. That was a lot of fun. I will always love Colin Saunders. Great social media presence. If you don't follow him on Twitter and Instagram, you should. But I loved him when he was with the Chiefs. I hope we can bring him back, maybe. If the Chiefs need some defensive help with Dana going out, maybe. We'll see. Number three, just score a touchdown in general. So, like, we're talking like Eric Fisher, Nick Allegretti, you know, catching a pass. I love it when you can scheme a tackle reporting is eligible and get him a touchdown. That's super fun. And then it always comes to comparison of just literally how heavy all these dudes are. And you get to see they always rank it and stuff. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, so that'll be number three. Number two, throw a touchdown. Actually, no. I'm going to go backflip here. Once again, shout out to Colin Saunders. He was in one of Tyreek Hill's YouTube videos. He can handspring backflip at freaking 320 or 40 pounds or whatever. He's huge, and he can backflip. It's awesome to see. So have that number one at number two. And then at number one is obviously Hungry Pig, right? Dontari Poe throwing a pass to incomplete Treus Harris. Gotta love it when a big man is able to throw a touchdown. So coming back from number five all the way up to number one, chase down tackle, pick, touchdown, throw a touchdown, and finally at number pick, touchdown, at number two is backflip or handspring, whatever you want to say. And then number one is throw a touchdown. All right, pop culture minute. Yeah, I'm just going to talk about soccer. Tottenham looks great. Okay. We beat the crap out of West Ham, who are like our little brother. It's basically how KU fans think of K-State fans. That is how we think. Wait, oh, Truman wanted to say in one of the top five things a big man can do is a big boy grill on the roof. So I don't know why he loves big boy grill on the roof so much, but yeah. Pop culture minute. Dude, don't text and drive. I almost got freaking slammed, like straight on, by a car the other day. Because, I was on my phone. I'll tell you, I won't be on it as much now. Because I was in the middle of my lane. I look up, there's a car halfway over the lane. They also must have not been paying attention. Nearly just slammed straight into me. So be careful out there, fellas. And don't forget, as it comes to the fall season, take your girl to the pumpkin patch. If you're from Kansas City, everyone knows there's a must-see date, and that is obviously the Lewisburg Cider Mill. Get some cider donuts, corn maze, good fall activity. Do not skip out on that one. If you haven't taken your girl to the cider mill yet, and you're from Kansas City, you're probably not from Kansas City if you've never done that. But yeah, so... yeah, take your girl to the cider mill, fellas. But with that, I'm going to start getting out of here. Shout out to our patrons over at patreon.com/opendisaster. Shout out to Evan, Aaron, Ozzy, Dylan, and Meltbox Kansas City, still open in the Iron District. Thank you guys for sticking through my monologue. Kind of started rambling towards the later half of the episode, but hey, what are you going to do? Next week, Truman will be back. We'll review those picks. Hopefully, my 5-team parlay of the week will hit. Actually, hold on. Oh, my goodness. I didn't make a 5-team parlay. Wow. We got to go back. I'm going back. That was close. I only reviewed my parlay. What am I doing? Normally, Truman asks me about the parlay. I blame Truman. All right, we're going to cook it up right here, fellas. Okay. So, Colts are only minus 175 against the Titans. That's free. So, we got Colts over Titans. Noon game. We're going to go ahead and take the Vikings over the Bengals. I don't think Jake Browning can do it. You know? So, we've got Colts. We've got Vikings. I'm going to take the Steelers over the Pats. The Patriots fucking suck. And Aaron Rodgers made a couple of really good throws the other day. So let me get the Steelers. I will be taking the Rams over the Eagles as well. I think the Eagles, I'm not an Eagles believer. So we got, what, four noon games? Love that. Love that. Let me do some scrolling here. Any value? And let me put my money where my mouth is. I'm going Chiefs. Chiefs are -5.5 favorites, but we're going to do that. So we've got Colts. We've got Vikings. We've got Steelers. We got Rams. And we've got Chiefs. So all that gets you at +1,560 on MGM. So that's a fiver to win like 87. I used a parlay boost to get it fiver to win 100. But yeah. Okay. Now I can go back to the outro. Once again, sorry guys. I had to go back. But I appreciate you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I am twitter.com/Owen-Gosh-Domit. Truman is twitter.com/steam machine every Monday around 7 p.m., 8 p.m. ish. But yeah, we appreciate you guys listening. Comment, what's your favorite thing to see a big man do? Comment, tell Truman to let me talk more soccer. Talk about football. But yeah, we'll see you later, guys.
I have picked them at 17-0 because I know ball.